cowboys out of Mackinac City stopped in the bar to have a brew.
Shooting seems like a dream to me now.
Summertime in northern Michigan.
Soon it will be summertime in northern Michigan. One estimate predicts that people will spend a record $27.5 billion this Valentine's Day. That is just something. Now, that would beat out a $27.4 billion record set in 2020. There are lots of things to do always in Michigan. We check in with Nick Nerbon from Pure Michigan. How you doing, Nick?
Doing wonderful, Mary Ellen. Great to be back with you. And I'm one of those that spends money on Valentine's Day. A lot of us spend money on things like flowers, chocolates, whatever, which are wonderful. But we think spending some money on travel and creating memories can be even better.
Well, tell us about some of those travel options for Valentine's Day.
Well, with the tremendous winter season we've had this year, it's great to get outside and enjoy the wonderful winter fun we have around the state. You know, close by here over at the Muskegon Luge Adventure Park, I personally am a huge fan of the lighted cross-country trails they have. So you could even do kind of an evening outing on Friday just to get out and have some winter fun together as a couple or with friends, too. And it's also, they've got all kinds of things like an ice skating trail through the woods. Have you ever been over there to check this place out?
I haven't, and I my ankles would not be able to deal with ice skates at this point in my life, but
okay.
Unless I had double blades or something. But no, I would love to do that with my grandkids.
Yeah, they would love it, and it's actually a trail that you can ice skate through the woods, kind of a unique aspect, but also heading north to Crystal Mountain, it's such a wonderful resort experience up there. They've got beautiful accommodations of all kinds to accommodate families and couples. They've got a Valentine's dinner happening at their restaurant, The Thistle. They've even got a couple's spa retreat specifically designed for the Valentine's Day weekend at Crystal Spa, one of the best spas in the entire Midwest.
Very, very nice. What about close to home Grand Rapids? What do they have going on?
Well, that's the thing. With Grand Rapids now, there's wonderful new hotels. There's also the JW Marriott and Amway Grand, so that you can stay downtown and enjoy all the wonderful restaurants, dining, museums, art galleries, all kinds of things in downtown. So much activity happening that I looked it up, and there's some special dinners happening at Madrid, Bistro Bella Vita, Sanchez, which one of my favorites downtown. Love Sanchez, been there for a long time. And the Sovngarde. If you haven't tried the Sovngarde, it's really focuses on local, and it's all locally sourced ingredients and all kinds of really unique cuisine, along with great beer and wine lists. So wonderful dining experiences there. And then there are several places in downtown Grand Rapids offering Valentine's Day cocktails. The Lumber Baron Bar, that's right inside the old part, quote unquote, the historic part of the Amway Grand with the big chandeliers in that lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Right off that lobby there is the Lumber Baron. Have you been inside that little bar there?
I have. Very nice.
Yeah, it's a wonderful little spot for a cocktail. So there's some great things happening in downtown Grand Rapids. Close to home, get away to the city, and you can enjoy some time in the downtown district.
Well, for sure. And, you know, I think that Valentine's Day in wine tasting kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially up in the Traverse City area where they do the Taste the Passion event. This has been going on for 20-plus years. I've attended it a couple times when I lived up in the region. And what you do is you get your tickets and your passport for the Taste of Passion weekend, and you go to each of the wineries on the Leelanau Peninsula through the Leelanau Peninsula Wineries Association, and they have like a 2-ounce pour and a matching food pairing at all of the wineries.
That's awesome.
Have someone get a designated driver and take your group around or your couple around, or you can get wine tours to take you as part of a group or private tours. So there's plenty of ways to do it, but you can go to up to 20 wineries and try all kinds of different wines.
I love it. I love it. So you spend a lot of money on Valentine's Day, huh?
Well, I have over the years. I've got a story I've told many times about a flower shop in Traverse City that back-to-back years, honestly, missed my same delivery of roses to the girl I was dating at the time. Like the first time they were so, the owner personally called me and said, next year we'll cover the roses for free, and they missed it again.
No.
So I don't do flower delivery, but I do like to get gifts and fun things like that too, as well as create experiences.
Yeah, I just like to sit with a big box of chocolates and something on HBO. That's how it works for me. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk next week, all right?